This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Melody Schwegel is Executive Director of Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you recently at UACT did something unique. You had a Douglas County Youth Talent Competition. First of all, explain how it worked.
Well, actually, it was a huge success. We had never done anything like that before, but we're trying to be creative right now, trying to, you know, keep the positivity, you know, circulating throughout Douglas County. So we opened up this talent competition for all of the youth in Douglas County ages from first grade all the way up until their senior year. And so we had about 90 entries in there, and it was amazing how talented these kids were. It was so difficult to actually judge. We had about, I want to say, eight, nine judges, all from the UACT Board of Directors, and it was pretty incredible, actually.
And obviously, these times call for doing things differently, but to put this together and get the response so quickly tells you that people are still wanting to be out there and be creative.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, especially for kids right now, kids are, you know, stuck at home and they are doing homeschool. And, you know, and our poor seniors, you know, I know they have just, I don't want to say they've technically graduated, I think as of a couple weeks ago. And so we wanted to give them something, you know, that they can do, that they can be creative in their own homes, safely in their own homes. And so this talent competition just seemed like the perfect opportunity for that. And we had our sponsors, Jim and Jennifer Smith, said, hey, we are going to give prize money out for these kids. So thank you. Huge shout out to Jim and Jennifer Smith for being willing to do that. They're just amazing community members, and we're so happy to have them part of our group at UACT.
So how did it specifically work? How did kids get the to you? What did they do?
Well, what we had them do is submit a form from our website that said, this is my name, this is where I'm from, and they had to attach a video of them, anything from about 3 minutes and under, and they attached it via YouTube or Vimeo, and that's basically it. They just had a link to it, and all of the judges just clicked on the link, watched the videos, and scored them accordingly.
Wow, pretty cool.
It was a pretty smooth, it was a very smooth process, considering it was our first time doing something like this.
So how diverse was the types of talent that you saw? What were some of the kids doing?
Oh my goodness. We had some acrobats and dancers and singers and people who played musical instruments. We had magic shows, drumming, lip sync. I don't even know. It was so well-rounded and so diverse. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool seeing how creative that these kids could be.
So you had three different groups based on their grades in school. Tell us about the winners.
Yeah. So I'll just say a couple of our first place and second places. And we had our grades first through fourth. We had Sarah Wyatt. She's an eight-year-old. She is homeschooled, and she was wailing on the drums, like a seasoned drummer. She was amazing. Second place was Lola Ferguson. She's 9 years old from Sunny Slope, and she did a tap dance routine. And third place went to Ryder Lewis. He's an eight-year-old second grader from Melrose Elementary, and he did think of Flock of Seagulls. Oh my goodness, I don't have it on me, but it was hilarious. And then for group two, our winners for the fifth to eighth grade, Jenna Faye took first place. She's a 12-year-old seventh grader from Fremont, and she did a hip-hop dance. Second place went to Natalie Swindler. She's an 11-year-old fifth grader from Sutherland, and she did an American Sign Language performance, which was incredibly beautiful. Jedediah Chapman is a 14-year-old eighth grader from Coffinberry, and he played two beautiful pieces on the piano. And then our older group was grades 9 through 12, and first place went to Micah Nichols. He's an 18-year-old senior from Roseburg High School, and he did mallet percussion. And second place, Sabrina Talley, 17-year-old senior from RHS. She did a beautiful piece on the piano. And third place went to Lily Brown, a 16-year-old sophomore from RHS, and she did a dance routine.
Wow. So, and they got, was it cash prizes?
Yes. If they were a first place winner in each of their categories, they got $100. Second place for each of the categories got $50, and third place got $25.
Wow.
We did have one act in there that was so, that just stood out among every single act, and all of the judges had agreed. And our sponsors, Jim and Jennifer Smith, they kind of said, well, let's give a grand champion. And so actually David Cockrum Shim, let me just double check that. I should have it up here. He is a seventh grader from Jolene Middle School. He created a short Lego film basically on the pandemic that's happening. And it was entertaining and fun and creative. The fact that he went that way with that route with his performance, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. So I would recommend if you got some time, go ahead and go to our Facebook page and just watch these amazing kids put on their talent. It's wonderful.
So are all the video, probably not all 90, or is it just your top winners then that are on the...
Yes, we have our top five winners. We have two honorable mentions in each category, so they're on there too, and they are just amazing. Sometimes the scoring that was so close, so we're like, you know what, these guys deserve also to have their videos out there. So every kid did an amazing job. Just, even just putting your video out there to everyone is just awesome to be brave and do that and put yourself out there.
So all of that available to be viewed right now on the UACT Facebook page.
Yep, correct.
So for the Umpqua Actors Community Theater, obviously everything that's going on has slowed you down in terms of what you're able to do. And I know it's probably really hard to even plan a bit for the future.
It really is. I mean, we came to a screeching halt. We were in production mode, and we hadn't done our lights. We hadn't really done a lot with our costumes, but our set was just basically done for Mamma Mia, and so that was definitely postponed, and we were supposed to open it actually the end of May, and you guys are going to be the first ones to know, so if you're listening, you are going to get an email today. We had to sit down with the board of directors, and this was a very, very tough meeting, but just given the circumstances, we are going to have to postpone Mamma Mia until September, so that we will no longer be doing another production. This year. So that's really hard to say. First time it's actually come out of my mouth. So that's unfortunate. But it is necessary. And there was no way that we would be able to be prepared for a production of that magnitude in time for opening, given the gathering restrictions still. Because the cast has not met in person since the restriction was put into place.
Right. And obviously, and there's some things that I'm working on as well, that it's that kind of that mode. You want to proceed forward, but you start looking at dates and saying, well, if we don't know something by here, we can't do that. Or,
yeah. Or
you know, keep adjusting and all that. So it makes it troubling. But that is the way it's at. And then we'll just have to wait and see where things go from here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we started off with plan A, and we have like all the way to plan F right now. And right now we're currently on plan C. So, and that was we had a certain timeline that we had to hit. And once we went over that, we had to pull the plug on the show. So unfortunately, that is what happened. But we do still plan on having auditions for Mary Poppins. We want to still, you know, bring some hope and bring some entertainment and joy to the community. And if we open Mary Poppins at the end of July, beginning of August, which we see that as definitely a possibility of doing. So we still plan on having auditions for Mary Poppins on May 15th, 16th, and 17th. And audition information is going to come out really, really shortly about that. And it's going to be an interesting audition process, totally different than we've ever done, but just keeping the amount of people who are in the building to a minimum. I mean, I think it's five max that we're having, but they'll be completely separated. But yeah, so we still plan on doing that. And we are excited to actually announce our season coming up here to kind of give everyone something to look forward to next year as well.
All right. An update from Umpqua Actors Community Theater, Melody Schwegel, Executive Director. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
All right, 842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.